Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Learning by Ear series about new media. This is our seventh episode entitled Viruses, Spam and Music Pirates. In the last episode, Uncle Kilo learnt a lot about the many uses of the mobile phone. Indeed, Zapcom and George also learnt how to use the numerous functions of the phone to improve on both their cafe and the restaurant business. And they know that was not all. The excitement continues as they discover the potential of new media. Listen on and learn with them.
George, come over and help. Come take the customer's orders.
In a moment, Uncle, in a moment.
George, I need you here now. What are they doing there? What is engrossing George so much? Omwa, what is going on? Why is no one responding? Where did you get all this money?
We are making good money, Uncle. They are buying CDs.
CDs?
Music CDs. They have been queuing up all day for them.
Who's music?
Well, anyone's and everyone's. Whatever popular music we can get from the internet.
I am very confused. You are getting other people's music from the internet? You put it on those CDs and sell it for money?
Yes, it's so exciting. Such an easy way to make money. I have to go. I need to burn more CDs.
Uncle Kilu is rather perturbed. He does not know much about downloading music from the net, nor about the technology of burning CDs. But something does not feel right. As usual, he goes to find Zapcom for him to explain.
Zapu, my son, tell me, the music George and Omo are selling.
Yes?
Did they buy it?
Oh, yes. They are making quite a lot of money.
No, not them. Not your business, but the people who made the music. Did they sell it to you?
No, Uncle. The music is free. Well, there are websites where they sell it, and you can send money and they allow you to download it.
I am confused. It is up for sale and also free? I mean, it's like me advertising my famous goat soup at a specific price and then letting you take it for free. What people give their products for free when they're already selling them?
Well, you can find a way to download it for free.
Thieves.
What? You cannot accuse us of stealing.
Explain. What are you doing if you're not stealing? To make it worse, you steal their music and then you make money from it. Are you giving the owners the money you collect? Are you? Tell me. What is the logic in this?
Well, it's not exactly stealing.
What do you call it then? I do not like it. I do not want to have thieves for business partners.
Indeed, what do you call it? Taking someone else's hard work without paying a cent for it. Downloading music without the knowledge of the owners and then making a profit from it. By Uncle Kilu's moral standards, it is theft. He has raised some legal and moral questions. Questions that every individual should consider and make the right decision for him or herself.
Zapcom, at times my job here at the internet cafe is very frustrating. I do not understand. My documents keep vanishing and the computers are just not loading. Something is wrong.
What is going on? Have I just entered a hospital casualty ward?
It's George. He passed on the flu virus. Omar, please help me switch on those computers.
Oh, no. Something is wrong. It won't boot correctly.
What do you mean? Oh, no. This one, too.
And this one as well.
What is going on?
It's all of them. We have a computer virus.
I know that. That is why you are coughing and spluttering all over my place.
Oh, no. This is a disaster. What do we do now?
Hospital. That is why we have hospitals. For the sick, the unwell, and you.
It's a virus. We should have...
Then stop talking and go to the hospital.
I'm talking about the computers. They have a virus.
This is a disaster. What are we going to do?
I am confused. You have a cold and your computer has the virus?
It's... Yes. The computer has a virus.
Explain yourself, young man. Otherwise, I think the virus in your body has messed up with your brain.
That's it, uncle. The virus in our computers copied itself, infecting and spreading through the network of files and systems.
Hey, it sounds bad. You should go to the hospital. Do they have hospitals for your sick computers?
We need an antivirus program. Okay, let me explain. An antivirus program is software which, when installed on the computer, is designed to prevent, detect, and remove computer viruses.
Why didn't we install it earlier?
We did, but new viruses come up all the time. If a new type of disease comes up, the medicine available may not cure it immediately, and new medication must be developed. It is the same principle.
What shall we do now? I can't be out of job again.
I will make sure that, besides updating the antivirus program, we also have a firewall.
Firewall?
A firewall is part of a computer system that is designed to check communication in and out of the computer. It blocks unauthorized computer traffic based on specific rules. It provides a set of security criteria and uses that criteria to either allow or block information coming to our computers.
Sounds complicated.
Not necessarily. Think of it like a sieve. You use one in the kitchen. You use it to remove that which you do not want, and hence, you are left with the good stuff. That's your kitchen firewall.
If you put it that way.
What are you waiting for? Let's get the firewall and the antivirus software and all that stuff. It is so unfair. We also have all this unwanted mail flooding our inboxes.
Yes, it's called spam mail. We'll also have to identify it and put it in a special folder called the junk folder.
Someone should seal those people. They shouldn't mess our work like this by developing viruses and sending them to us.
The world is not fair, Omar. Some of these viruses come through the internet. Others are from those flash disks that our customers plug into our computers. Who knows?
Let's all go to the hospital. It is too late to blame George.
Again, our team is learning that they have to be always on the alert. Having internet access and also having others use their computers means that they risk getting viruses. Will their computers recover? Will they continue downloading music illegally? What else is in store for them? Tune in to our next episode and find out how the story continues. For more information on Learning by Ear programs, visit our website at www.dwworld.de/LBE. And don't forget to send us your comments as well. Until next time, goodbye.